It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Woo! Middle of April. Sun shining. A little bit warmer. Tax man's behind me. Everything is good, man. Life is good. I'm Job. He's Barbecue Bob. How's your life, brother?
Hey, thanks, man. And welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves, 15 years and running. We are at thegrillingguys.com. You can catch us on Facebook and, I don't know. You should hit the website because there's just a ton of recipes. Our pages are kind of old. It's not the greatest. It was 15 years ago, but
right.
we could use a spruce up, but it's uber expensive. Either way, if you look up at the top right, you'll see a search bar that'll send you to anything you're looking for. The whole right side of the column of the page is our sponsors. And if you click on their logo, it'll take you right to their sale page, and you can see what they got going on right now.
Usually some really great deals.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So this week, Bob, I went over to Sobey, and you've been to Brazilian steakhouses where they bring the skewer and those steaks are kind of in a half circle C.
Fogo de chão.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they serve them, they carve them right at the table, right? That's called a palanca. Palancha.
Palancha
steak.
Yeah.
Or other
it's
butchers
a cut call it just for them.
All other butchers call it a culotte steak as well.
They're both popular.
Right.
In the summertime.
But what I'm telling you is it's off the I went to Sobey because I was reading about him, and Lisa and I are on this all beef carnivore diet.
Oh, and you're going to get your little rotisserie out?
Well, I might, but I went and Tim had to order them in. It's not a cut he has all the time. And what it is, it's the cap on the rump roast. It's sirloin is what it is, but it's got maybe like a 3/4 inch fat cap
right.
attached to the whole
right.
steak, and it's in a triangle.
And that's part of the look.
And it's part of, it's maybe like 2 inches thick, and it's real, there's a strong grain that goes in it.
Oh.
Okay. And they were like 3 pounds a piece, each one of them.
Wow.
And so I've been watching YouTube videos on how to cook this stuff, right? And it's been interesting.
Well, first of all, you need to speak Portuguese or Spanish.
Yeah, right. Yeah. they were subtitled, right? I could follow. Yeah. But anyway, this
a blanco flambo?
Right. This is a very grainy steak, and unlike others, you cut this one when you slice. You can cook the whole thing, or you can slice it into, they said, like 1.5-inch thick steaks. And you go with the grain as opposed to across the grain. Most of the time you're cutting steaks across.
So it'll stay on the skewer.
Right. As well as when you serve it, you slice it very thin across the grain, and now it almost just pulls apart. But it's got a super good beefy sirloin.
So you already made
steak.
Some.
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
How'd you make them?
I bought 6 of them. Okay? And so you could do them whole. I haven't done a whole one yet. That's going to be today. But I cooked it in a deep cast iron skillet, okay? And I put about 1/4 inch of tallow in there and got it just super hot. This is what the instructions were. And then you put that fat cap down and you scored it in a diamond, right, the fat cap. So you put that down
so
and let that render, and that'll open up a little bit. And cook it, and then you just cook it on the two sides and the edge because it's about 1.5 inches thick.
When you score it, does that keep it from curling up,
yep.
or does it make it curl
nope,
up more?
No, it kept it from curling
okay.
up. There was no, you know,
because it would want to do that.
Right,
that's natural
yep.
form.
But so cooked it on both sides, seasoned it with salt, pepper, garlic, and cooked it on both sides. Used my thermopen, got it to 120 degrees internal temperature because again, it's 1.5 inches thick.
Right.
It was pretty because of that cast iron was hot. It was pretty charred on the outside. But with that salt, pepper, garlic, it wasn't burned. It was just a beautiful flavor. But, you know, Sobey's often talked about, and so have we, as we learned from him, is that a sirloin is a wonderful flavorful
course.
Cut.
Of course.
And this had all of that flavor. Bonus, $6.99 a pound.
Wow.
Yeah. Won't be my last time. Guess what? I bought 6 of them from him.
And the
he
cut
had to
is
order
called
them in.
Plancha?
Yeah, yeah, or culotte. He doesn't carry them in the case, but you go to your butcher and you ask him for these, and it's about a 3-pound cut, and I got 5 steaks out of it, an inch and a half, and oh my
God,
are they good.
That's so cool. I've been watching those videos myself and been sort of tempted, but not enough to actually go do it. So good for you. You pulled the trigger.
Yeah, but $6 a pound, man, or 7. I think it was $6.99
a pound.
But
I have one question.
What's that?
What is this garlic you speak of?
Right, yeah. But granulated on that one.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yep. But
it's okay.
But anyway, and of course that, but super flavorful.
So
and,
so that is what they call barbacoa down in South America.
Right.
And depending on if you're in Argentina or Brazil, they both do the same thing. Argentina gets all the credit because they really raise like a third of the world's beef. I mean, it's like the biggest beef continent in the hemisphere, probably.
Outside of our continent, Texas, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the country of Texas.
Yeah. Right. But,
well, that's cool.
Yeah, so it was a...
You had a better week than I did because I decided to do a bunch of outdoor cleaning, and my wife kind of led the charge and said, well, this, you know, this, and you know, next thing you know, I'm...
Her index finger works well. Over here, Bob. Over there, Bob.
I'm, you know, how deep into the vines. We've got these... You've been out there enough times. We got all these wild grapevines, and they just strangle the vegetation. So I've got this bunch of sassafras trees in the corner of the backyard, and I'm like, I'm going to cut these vines out. And they're so pervasive that they've actually forced the sassafras trees to grow out in a bow. You know, they're just killing them.
Right.
That's what they do. And so I got in there, and I'm cutting away, and I cut this cherry down that's in the middle. He's getting strangled. And there's a vine on him I thought I knew, and I didn't.
Were you itching your head when you thought you knew what it was?
No, but I had gloves. I had all the protection on. But you know the thing about gloves is those when you're with a chainsaw, those little wood chips will go down inside the glove.
Right.
And that's what it does.
Little red rash.
Yeah. So I've been fighting that for a week.
Yeah.
Because that was last Saturday I did that.
Right.
And it really got me.
Yeah. Well.
And it loves me.
Right. Yeah. It. I hate it. It loves me too. I do everything I can to stay out of the ivy because it swells me up like a balloon, man.
Well, and I believe this was poison oak as well because I've run into it before. My property is full of this stuff, but I've run into it before. And with the poison oak, from what I can tell, I've done a lot of deep dives into it. It's got this big vine that grows up your tree. It looks like it's furry.
Yes.
Don't lick it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's not good. It's just not good.
Yeah.
And I saw it, and I treated it very carefully. It didn't matter. Within a couple of days, the next thing you know, I got a little itch in the waistband, and I got a little this and that going on. It's like, okay, time to get the creams out and start rubbing and scrubbing and creaming. And
it was on the cherry?
I went to the doctor.
It was on the cherry
tree? I couldn't
tree?
Fight it anymore. Yeah, it was growing up the cherry.
Yeah. Well, they
so
got,
here's the
they
other
got
thing
stuff that, for that that makes the itch go away. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's called
cortisone or something. Hydrocortisone?
No, it's a steroid.
Oh, okay. I noticed you were a little bulked up
I'm
today.
I'm working out every day. I'm on my way right now.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know why I go to an Indian voice when I do that because they're famous in the gym. Yeah. But I also had to, I guess, try and tell someone I didn't care for how they do their burgers. And I have a relative that does them the same way. And every time she comes over, she's like, no, Bob, I'm doing the burgers. And I'm like,
yep.
Bomb. And it's like, there's so much stuff in there. You can't even tell it's a hamburger.
Right.
There's no beef flavor at all. It's like, you might as well give me a tofu burger. I could get more beef flavor out of tofu than I could these things.
Well, I've proven that fact.
You tried. That's where the Indian accent comes in.
Right. Yeah.
But I finally, after a multiple, I tried to be gentle, and the person goes, I know you don't like them like this. It's like, well.
Yeah. I like things on burgers. I don't like things in burgers. And there's a
difference. This is like meatloaf, you know?
Right.
I might as well just put it on the plate and put ketchup on it. It's meatloaf.
Yep, exactly. It's not what I want. So coming up next, talking about getting ivy and failures you've had, we're going to continue on this failure. We are the Downer Show today. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.